So I love the left. They pretend that Antifa is a theory, right? It's just an idea. Well, the idea sent lawyers to sue us. How does that work? This is an important lawsuit as well. We just filed a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security, you know, because Homeland Security and their employees, I'm praying for them, really, because they're under terroristic assault and they're in fear for their very lives. And it's not just a theoretical or rhetorical issue. They've been shot at and subject to terrorist attacks. And there was one of those in Texas recently. And we want documents depicting, if they're available, pictures and videos of what happened. So it's, I think, a very important lawsuit. So just last week, Judicial Watch filed the FOIA lawsuit over the request we filed back in July for records about this attack. We specifically asked for all video surveillance footage depicting the attack on the Prairie Land ICE detention facility in Alvarado, Texas, on or about July 4th. All body-worn camera footage depicting the attack. All photographs depicting the attack. So we just want the videos and photos. Immigration and Customs Enforcement described the incident at the Prairie Land Detention Center in Alvarado as a planned ambush. A group of suspects began shooting fireworks at the facility while others damaged vehicles and sprayed graffiti, apparently to lure officers outside. When officers responded, one was shot in the neck. Attackers fired 20 to 30 rounds at unarmed detention officers. Authorities say the suspects intended to kill the corrections officers. Federal grand jury indicted 9 individuals identified by prosecutors as members of Antifa. So this was the left-wing terror network, Antifa, and charged 7 additional people with offenses including rioting, using weapons, explosives, providing material support to terrorists, obstruction, and attempted murder of an Alvarado police officer and unarmed corrections officers at the Prairie Land Detention Center. So isn't it interesting how you hear a lot more about what's happening in Minneapolis, where some left-wing lunatic gets detained by officials trying to protect themselves as they try to enforce federal immigration law. And we're supposed to be feeling sorry for that person being detained. How much have you heard about this shooting in Alvarado, Texas? My guess is 50 to 60% of you haven't heard it before. Right? And if you have heard it before, you probably haven't heard it recently. Now, Trump is trying to take on Antifa, labeling it a militarist anarchist enterprise that explicitly calls for the overthrow of the United States government, law enforcement authorities, and our system of law. He designated it a domestic terrorist organization and directed federal law enforcement authorities to use all applicable authorities to investigate, disrupt, and dismantle any and all Antifa-aligned illegal operations. So Judicial Watch is very well acquainted with Antifa. We've been investigating and studying it for years. We've been sued by Antifa. Yeah, so we were sued by Antifa. We were suing for records of an Antifa operation that resulted in an assault and arrest, I believe, of a teacher, and they sued us, and they were ordered to pay us money in the end. So I love the left. They pretend that Antifa is a theory, right? It's just an idea. Well, the idea sent lawyers to sue us. How does that work? So the point being, we're very much aware of what Antifa has been up to for years. And what happened in Texas was a deeply concerning terrorist attack. And we want the full details on it. And we encourage the administration to give it. To give us the documents, give us the videos and photos. And if there's an issue with law enforcement, they can try to protect it under the FOIA. But there's no reason to withhold them in its entirety. And these are the type of records that should be released if they're available. The ambush at the Prairie Land ICE facility was a predictable outcome of years of anti-ICE and anti-border security rhetoric. And of course, Antifa has been the point of the spear, in some cases literally, in terms of targeting federal law enforcement with terrorist threats and activities. The media and the radical left repeatedly label ICE agents as racists and kidnappers and are creating a climate conducive to domestic terrorist attacks by groups like Antifa. So the administration would do well to respond immediately to this lawsuit. You know, we asked for these records. They asked for a bit more time, and that was months ago. We've heard neither hide nor hair from them. And so I'm hoping that the lawsuit gets some attention and gives them a proper and appropriate vehicle to provide this information to the American people about this leftist terrorist attack that nearly killed dozens of people in Texas. Just unbelievable. So I encourage you to go and look up more information about this terrorist assault and ask yourselves, why haven't I heard more about this in the media? Why isn't Congress doing hearings on this? And certainly the administration, I think, should, they've got a lot of on their hands, but certainly it's relatively easy to release this type of information out there, especially if the law allows them to do so. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.